This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny. It's a beautiful day. Welcome, KSBN, 1230 a.m. in Spokane, Washington. We are in Washington. Spokane is close to where you grew up. Not there, but close. Denise Dirks, my host, and Cal Hunter, thank you for being here. We appreciate all that you do,
thank
even
you.
Though you mess things up sometimes.
Continually.
I can't believe you.
It's my goal in life.
Your goal in life is because you're a three-time Emmy Award nominee, but never a winner. If you won, you wouldn't be messing things up.
That's a fact, and that's why I've never won.
That's exactly right. But no, we have a good time here. We're having fun. It is the 9th of November. It is just cruising this year, Denise, and I can't believe it's already November. I saw my first Christmas commercial on TV last night. I looked at my wife, and she said, yep, here it goes, Christmas time. Hey, don't forget, this is the most interesting, exciting, and sometimes informative show on Earth, other than the alien shows, which you say always outrank us. But call us at 855-LAW-RADIO or tweet us at Radio Law Talk if you want to talk to us. Today we have case or no case, which is our favorite thing to do, and Cal is going to try to stump us, the panel here, Todd, Denise, and myself. Todd is kind of quiet right now. He's got his mic on mute for reasons I'm not going to discuss. The important thing is we're talking about general topics of law, Denise. We're not giving legal advice. Seek local counsel. Do not use our, what we say and what we tell you here in any way before a judge or a jury. And by the way, I was judge pro tem yesterday. I'll have to tell you about that later, Denise.
Okay.
And it was very interesting. But I got the case settled. I actually was a settlement judge.
Don't you feel so good when that happens?
Yeah, I don't know what's wrong with me, but I couldn't settle a case if my life depended on it. Fred Penny's here as a judge pro tem that's handling the docket for the settlements. Everybody could just go home because I doubt it'll be all settle. Fred never settles anything. Move on. And I actually settled one, and it was a difficult one yesterday, so I'm kind of proud. I'm feeling good right now.
Attaboy, Fred.
Yeah, I feel like I'm actually the lawyers listen to me for once. Yeah. The lawyers listen to me. Usually it's like, what has Fred got to say? We'll just do the opposite. But they actually listen, and the case settled. Hey, shout out to my good friend. And I want you guys just to go to YouTube if you ever get a chance, or go to Facebook and go to, ready for this, write it down, everybody that's listening, especially those of you in Spokane, Washington. Write this down. His name is Charlie Too Tall West. Have you guys ever heard of him? Charlie Too Tall West.
Is he too tall?
He is not too tall.
Okay.
But
right.
Charlie Too Tall West.
Too tall for what?
You're going to hear this? Hear me out. Charlie Too Tall West is one of the best rodeo clowns you've ever heard in your life. He is the funniest rodeo clown. And he used to be on, I think, the PBR and the NFR big time. But he's my age. We went to high school together, and he's a good friend of mine. And so, you know, he's getting there up there in age. So now he just does some of the local ones in the West Coast. But he is a phenomenal and the funniest rodeo clown you've ever heard. And I was sitting there this morning, and I had this thing pop up on my Facebook. And I'm looking at it, and there's Charlie, 800 miles away at this rodeo, and he goes, I got to say one thing. You got to picture him. He's in his rodeo clown outfit, and he's on the side of the freeway or highway, and he goes, I got to say something. What the heck is going on? And I'm like, what is he saying? He goes, my friend Fred Penny is everywhere. And then he turns. turns, and there's this massive billboard of me down in Palm Desert area, which I went, yeah, I guess there are some billboards down there of me. And he's like, I can't get away from this guy. And it's just, so anyway, that was a funny, fun thing that Charlie Too Tall West did this morning or last night. I don't know, but thanks for the shout out, Charlie Too Tall West, the rodeo clown extraordinaire. He is funny. Go see him. Go watch him. Pick him up on Facebook. You'll see everything he does. We're going to talk about an orangutan that was granted, quote, person status. Here we go. And again, we're politically neutral, but here we go. I think the camel's nose is under the tent. But we're going to talk about this orangutan, what has happened since this. Now, this was 2015, but some things have happened since then that we're going to discuss. We're going to talk, and Denise and I were discussing this earlier, how bizarre this is, Denise. And I'll let you kind of roll into this as we talk about it later in the show. A lawyer misses a hearing, and the judge gives the most interesting I'm going to say thing for him to do. And so we're going to get to that. And you can't miss the Sharon Stoned, not Sharon Stone, the Sharon Stoned rap song. Sharon Stone is suing the rapper for using the name Sharon Stoned in the rap. Go ahead, Cal. You play it?
Got a little bit of it.
Yeah, let's just wait and listen. Listen.
Pretty interesting.
This is interesting. We're gonna get to this in a minute, but listen.
What I like most is the denial out of this. Yeah, it's pretty fascinating.
Here we go. But guess what, Cal? Hey, publicity. Yeah. A bunch of older lawyers here are listening to this.
Sharon Stone.
Yeah.
Sharon.
Woo-hoo. We're dancing.
Sharon Stone.
Yeah, Todd standing there.
Here we go.
There's the butt.
You're doing the twerking.
Ooh, the quirk with the rear.
Sharon Stone twerk. Ooh. There you go, man.
Todd. Yeah.
You'll lose a little bit of weight and you think you...
Yeah. and we're going to have probably...
Denise was reaching for a 20. Oh, my God.
20?
I was reaching for a 1.
No, I was ready to yell, put it on. Put it back on.
No, I had a quarter. Then we're going to maybe, if we can get to it this hour, talk about Roger Stone. We've got a lot of fun things to talk about. We are of course, doing our case or no case, which, Cal, those of you who are in Washington, Spokane. By the way, Spokane, I've been there. It's beautiful. Home,
so pretty.
Home of Gonzaga. Phenomenal basketball team.
I almost went to law school at Gonzaga.
Did you?
And
they didn't want you there?
Well, no. They accepted me there, and I decided to do a different career change at the last minute and thought I wanted to do something, and then I decided, what am I thinking? I need to go to law school, and they'd give my spot away, so I ended up going to a different school.
So those of you in Gonzaga country, in Spokane, what we do is a case or no case. That means Cal's going to give us a case, and we, as the three esteemed attorneys, have to decide whether or not it's true or false case, or if he's tricking us, and what the outcome is. So we only have a few minutes left, but Calvin, can you?
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Just lay it out.
George Gregory Hayward, California, has a problem. He has a collector car, a 1934 Packard Super 8. He was fastidious about it, never even letting a speck of dust land on his garage and trailer queen that he took to various car shows and concours and won. So he wanted to get all the money he invested in the car back by selling off the Packard for its true worth at the Pebble Beach Concours d'Elegance. He wanted to get the top prize in his class. Everything would be perfect. He'd make big money. George had a mechanic, Federico Molotonelli, who repaired everything that went wrong on the old car, and that was a lot. But this time the starter failed, and Molotonelli would have normally rebuilt the whole thing, but he was missing a part. So he found one that was similar, but not from the same car. It was from a 1934 Hudson Terraplane. With a little rewiring and this and that, he got it, he squeezed it in there, got the car to the Concours d'Elegance. The judges put a mirror under the car and said, "What is wrong with this? What is this?" Uh-oh. Because, you want premium dollars. Everything has to be original. Yeah.
Well.
So he asked his lawyer, can I sue my mechanic for the difference between what I should have sold the car for and what I did? And so I ask you, gentlemen and ladies, so we're going to have to bail out here, so I'm going to ask you, case or no case?
Yeah, we're going to talk about that. And the good thing about this one, Cal, is we're able to think about it.
Exactly.
Okay, so we're going to be back and talk about the case or no case with the Pebble Beach Concord. By the way, I've been there before. Ooh, that's pretty ritzy. Yeah, we'll be back.
Thanks for listening to Radio Law Talk. The conclusion of Case or No Case, Case and More is coming right up.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
I am Cameron Levitt, Chief Operating Officer of Concussion Medical Clinic. California's first concussion medical clinic is now open. As concussions increase each year, there has never been a greater need for concussion specialists. Our physicians at Concussion Medical Clinic are board certified in pediatric neurology and sports medicine and have partnered with universities, hospitals, and rehab clinics to expedite the recovery process. Simply put, we are elevating the standard of care. When you need an expert concussion opinion or concussion care, visit Concussion Medical Clinic to schedule your appointment.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
I've got to get my car washed. The dirt, it just won't do. But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
Man, I know this place right down the road. Quick, quick, car wash. Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this cat and shine. Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show. Come on, quick, quick, car wash. Don't drive that dirty car. Quick, quick, car wash. They'll have you looking sharp. Come on.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show. This is Radio Law Talk with Frederick Petty.
We're back about talking about the, what is it, an old Packer Super 8, and that is a kind of a cool classic car.
Cool car.
Yeah, and you go to the Pebble Beach Concord, and I can never, what's, how do you say it? The
Concours d'Elegance.
D'Elegance.
Yes. Right,
and, but I've been to this racetrack. It's a racetrack, by the way. There's some cool races there, and this is where, like, the Bentleys, the Ferraris, they have their clubs show up, and I've been invited to go to, like, the actual club things, and I never have, but I've been to the racetrack and watched many a races there in Monterey. Oh, this one's the Pebble Beach. It's not Monterey.
Yeah,
oh, there's one in Monterey.
Same neighborhood.
Yeah,
but if you don't get it right,
yeah,
if you go there, let's say you have a car, a classic collectible.
Right.
You go in there and it has the wrong screw holding down the floor barrier strip.
Yep.
They dock you big time.
I get that. So you want me to go, Cal? I'll go on
this. I think, Fred, I'd like you to go first on this particular case, and case, if you don't mind.
Because I like cars. You know,
yeah, I know. You're
a car guy. I'm a car guy.
That played right to your wheelhouse.
That played right to, by the way, as a kid, I helped build a demolition derby car.
Oh, wow.
And multiple times I've built demolition derby cars, and that's usually what my normal cars end up as demolition derby.
All eligible for entry.
Yes, that's exactly right. Well, this is one that my daughter was driving. I'll just put it in the demolition derby now. So here's the question. The mechanic that accidentally or didn't accidentally put a starter in from another vehicle and kind of jimmy-rigged it so it fit, so it was not an original, and therefore it caused the value of that vehicle to go down. The issue becomes, number one, is this a case, and who wins? I'm going to say yes, it's a case, Cal, but I'm going to opine the following. It depends. We're the typical lawyer. It depends on the mechanic and what the agreement was. Okay, don't forget, you can have an agreement that's oral and an agreement that's written. It can be both. You don't have to have a written agreement. So was this mechanic some guy that he picked up down on the street and was just a normal mechanic that didn't know the difference and just threw in a – stop playing – are you playing feetsies?
No,
this was an Italian mechanic who specialized in classic cars.
Okay, is that what you're giving me? All right, so the question is, did the owner, what was his name?
George Gregory.
George Gregory. Did George Gregory tell him or advise him that everything has to be original? Because even some of the ones that have all original parts, Cal, they still... You know, okay, I can't find this original part. We're going to put on this type of part.
Right.
So what was the agreement? I'm going to say there was no agreement to make sure that it had all original parts, and therefore the mechanic wins. George Jetson loses.
Gregory.
I'm using Jetson. I'm doing Jetson.
Here's George Gregory.
No, I want Jetson. Because he was driving a futuristic car.
His wife, Federico. Okay.
Jane.
His wife. Mr. Kunin, dealers left. What say you?
Okay, so this is going to be my analysis here. And just sell it on Auto Trader. Come on. Put it on Craigslist. You get top dollar, right? Okay. In my opinion, there's always... how often do they hold this Pebble Beach auto shows?
Once a year.
Okay. So I'm going to say that there is a duty to mitigate your damages. I don't think that the car, had he waited a year to sell it, to come back and have an original starter on it, that it would have diminished in value much. He'd be able to go ahead and do that. I don't think he can get the difference for the entire cost because he could have sold it somewhere else. And maybe he got top dollar at this place. And what if the difference between top dollar there and top dollar at the next, like with Mecum Auto Auctions is only a couple $1,000. So you have all that. And with that is everything, I'm going to say no case.
No case.
No case. I think you're making this one up, Cal.
Okay, fair enough. Denise, what say you?
Wow.
Because Todd spun
a
great yarn.
I can't believe it, but yeah, you know, Fred, he actually made so much sense.
Uh-oh.
And he's scribbling something and I can't read it.
Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO if you want to call in and play the game. That's all I said.
Please call us. It's 855-529-7234. And I'm going to say that this is no case.
Wow.
And the reason I'm going to say that is because it's just not worth the money to sue. because the damages are too little. You know, he can wait 1 year and he can get the, you know, a little more money.
Well, the market is always up and down depending on the car. And I'm not going to talk to you anything. I'm just telling you that these really do go up and down. The market for two-seater Mercedes right now is through the roof. But for Ferraris, it's a little down. It just depends on
To buy a Ferrari.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's just like your credibility, Cal. No case.
Let me clarify. I'm not changing my answer. It's no case. But the reason I went with no case is because I could see Cal reading something, coming across something in a car journal about how some dude lost out on a lot of money because his mechanic screwed up and put a replacement alternator in there, and Cal thought, oh, that'd make a good case or no case. I could see Cal doing that.
Todd.
But it's...
Still... Is he on the toilet at the time he's reading?
Oh, my gosh.
Probably. All right. So here, ladies and gentlemen, is the answer to our case or no case. For those of you who say it was a case, please raise your hand. That would be Fred.
Oh, man! Tricked me again.
Yes, for those of you who say it was not a case, Denise and Todd, 2 points for you. Congratulations to you. Yeah, it was a fabrication just like the starter. However, I looked up the very car models that I mentioned. It's only worth about $45,000. It's a fairly common car.
They'll take a two-party out-of-state post-dated check. Sure.
But I'm just saying.
And all you know what? That means that Todd moves into first place at 7.
I retire. Oh. I quit right now. I retire.
Let's stop this game.
Stop while I'm ahead.
We got to go to 50. Those of you in Spokane, Washington, we go to 50 points, and that person at the end, we haven't determined what they win. But so far, Donna Hunter, Cal's lovely wife, and his beautiful daughters here, by the way, helping us also, owes me a spaghetti dinner, her famous spaghetti, and I am owed steak and lobster from my co-parts here because I beat them twice. I am the superstar of Case or No Case.
Well, next time I'm taking you to the bank for our next Case or No Case. Okay. To the bank.
As they would say on Bones, King of the Studio.
Exactly.
King of the Studio.
King of the studio.
You know, believe it or not, we are coming back and going to talk about the law. We don't have a whole lot of time in this segment. Remember, we are only talking about general counsel. We are talking about general topics. Seek counsel. We're not giving you legal advice. If you are bored and you want to sleep at night, go to www.radiolawtalk.com, and guess what's there? What's there?
Our disclaimers.
Listen to it and you'll go to sleep. We'll be right back. Talk about an orangutan.
Disclaimers. Radio Law Talk continues momentarily. Don't go away.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. That's 800-263-2610.
Warning. Don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. That's 800-617-9312.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Former teen running sensation Mary Kane has slammed the Nike Oregon Project and Nike in a story and video appearing on the New York Times website. Kane was a member of the Oregon Project from 2013 through 2016. She joined the group while still a teenager and continued to train in Portland through her freshman year of college.
I joined Nike because I wanted to be the best female athlete ever. I was emotionally and physically abused by a system designed by Alberto and endorsed by Nike.
She alleges that she was constantly told to lose weight and told she needed to get on birth control and take diuretics to regulate her body weight. She says the Oregon Project and coach Alberto Salazar were representatives of the win-at-all-cost attitude of Nike. Nike disbanded the Oregon Project last month after Salazar was banned for 4 years for violating anti-doping rules by the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency. This is USA Radio News.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen carefully to the best offer you're going to get. One of the best assets on earth. Okay, so we all know we live in a world of political turmoil and financial deception that stretches from Wall Street to Europe to Beijing, which are all like bubbles searching for a pin right now. With one exception, gold and silver, which have held their value over history better than any other asset class on earth ever. So here's my irresistible offer to show you how committed I am to protecting your financial future. I've asked my sponsor, Swiss America, to virtually give you one of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted below their cost for just $18.50 each, delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling now 800-630-2158. Write it down, 800-630-2158. One of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted for $18.50, 800-630-2158, or go to SwissAmerica.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
This is Radio Law Talk with Frederick Penny.
Don't you want to be informed and have fun and have an exciting time? Well, stick with us and call us at 855-LAW-RADIO. Remember, when we do case or no case every hour, if you don't want to be on the air, you just tell Cal what you think, and he'll tell you. You can tweet us at Radio Law Talk. Believe it or not, in 2015, now this is not in the United States, in Argentina, the first ever orangutan, age 33, by the name of Sandra, was granted legal, quote, personhood by a judge in Argentina. Now, what is a legal personhood? Basically, what it is that orangutan has rights. They have a right to live in an area that is a good environment, a good climate, there's a number of things. I got to find exactly what it said, but there's a number of a list of things that the orangutan is allowed to entitled to rights, some of the rights that people are allowed to receive, such as better living conditions. They're obligated to respect them and stuff like that. And this is in Argentina. So what happens after this? And the reason that came about is there's lawsuits from animal rights activists in Argentina because this zoo was closing down in Argentina. It was dilapidated. And
this orangutan had been isolated.
Yeah,
there's only orangutan.
Yeah, there's no doubt. There's no doubt. It sounds like that the orangutan wasn't being treated properly. No doubt.
Right.
And I'm not going to say no doubt. I'm going to say the evidence was there that in Argentina it wasn't being treated the way it should have probably been treated. But to give it personhood status, what do you think about that? Quote, personhood status. They didn't quite make it to the status of
human,
human, but personhood status.
Yes.
What do you think about that,
Tom? Yeah, they called it a non-human person and said that it was recognized as a sentient being, which I'll tell you, I agree with it. Look.
Your cats are.
Orangutans can, they learn things. Haven't they learned sign language? Haven't they taught them to do all sorts of things? They can use tools, they can communicate. I mean, look, there's a certain amount of sentience there. If we went to Mars, if we went to some other planet looking for life and found a being that had intelligence on par with an orangutan, we would say, oh my gosh, it's a sentient being. How great is that? You know, because that's what they are. But, and the court admittedly didn't call it a person, but some limited rights.
How can a creature that cannot file its own lawsuit be granted personhood status?
Or pay taxes?
Well, whatever it is. I'm saying they're not, I don't mean to be just, I love orangutans, they're cute, they're smart, they're all the things you said.
Well, I think that the whole point is there is no definition for person, and under our laws, we give rights to humans or mankind, or we have a lot of words for it, but persons is not legally a definition.
That's why I want to comment one thing and then talk.
Sure.
So the issue is, I think that is the middle line between us and animals. So this orangutan has moved to the next level, not quite where we are, but to the next level. And I say, is that the nose of the camel under the tent?
Could be.
Next thing I know, I'm going to be sitting on a plane and they're going to say, excuse me, that's the seat for this donkey.
Well,
the orangutan.
Well, the orangutan.
They already say that's the seat for this emotional support lizard or whatever.
No, they, the
people
first,
that they try to do that. They've been pushing for that,
yeah,
for emotional support,
yeah,
animals. But I'm going to put this out there. I don't think that this is necessarily a new concept for us. I think we've been doing this in the United States for years to a certain extent. And I'll tell you why. If you look at our Constitution, which applies to persons that nobody's saying that an orangutan has constitutional rights, but let's look at the,
yeah,
Declaration of Independence. Certain three inalienable rights. You have them because you exist. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Right.
And everything else is a law and stuff to help protect those three rights that human beings have. Well, what kind of laws do we have on the states that protect animals? Animal cruelty's out.
That's my point.
Okay.
This is an animal cruelty case. That's,
okay, so, yeah, so animal cruelty, you can't do that. You can't have a puppy farm, for example, where they're forced to breed, they're forced to do this. We have a whole bunch of laws on the books for the protection of animals. Look at all the regulations that exist in sports like horse racing, dog racing, dog tracks, the anti-dog fighting rings, the anti-cockfighting rings for roosters, all of those things exist, well, because I think we recognize inherently that human beings aren't the only ones that maybe have a right to live, or the right to pursue what we would call happiness, or even the right to liberty in the sense that you're not being forced to go in there. It's a limited right. It's limited for the animals, but it's something we've been doing in the United States for years.
So what you're saying is this judge came to this conclusion because there wasn't a specific law she could cite.
Absolutely.
So what about
that.
The cow? Does the cow have a right not to be killed and eaten?
Well, you know,
no.
Like I said, they have a limited...
I'm just throwing it out.
They have a limited right.
Okay. What's their right then?
So,
like the orangutan?
Yeah, they have limited rights. So animals can be raised for food. They can do that. I always look, for example, at the three rights, life, liberty, pursuit of happiness. I look at those as being in a specific hierarchical order. I think they are listed in that order for a reason, because life is, you can't have liberty without life, and you can't have the pursuit of happiness without liberty and without life. So life has to come first. And any time there's a conflict with two people trying to assert their rights, I think you look and you say, well, which person is asserting a right and which one is asserting one that may a right to pursuit of happiness versus the right to life? Well, I think the right to life would trump the pursuit of happiness. When it comes to food and being able to do that with animals, well, you know, people got to eat. And
okay.
So our right to life, to eat and to do that, supersedes that in the food industry. But to kill an animal for pure sport and enjoyment? No, that's why you can't
do it. Different story. Different issue there. So I'm going to take this down the slippery slope. Well, okay, so by the way, the judge is Elena Liberton is her name. And this is a quote. This is the 2015 ruling. It's declared that Sandra is legally not an animal, but a non-human person. Let me repeat that. She has been declared not an animal, but a non-human person. Okay.
Yes.
What's the difference if someone believes they... I know this is gruesome and weird. What if people in South America believe in the jungle that they will eat an animal, you know, an animal such as orangutan? And what's the difference between that and a cow? All I'm trying to say is, why can't the cow be declared legally not an animal but a non-human person? What's the difference between the cow and the orangutan?
The cow can't count. The cow can't be cute and kiss you and do stunts in movies.
Oh, I've seen some nice cute calves.
Yeah, good point. But and the cow can't go to the DMV and get a driver's license.
No, it's because we eat cows. Right. Why are they going to put personhood on some kind of animal that we eat?
But
I mean, that's the reality.
You made my point exactly,
yeah.
Denise.
And
but
Argentina is probably one of the biggest
cow producers.
Right.
They're cattle country.
And their meats are, like, exceptional.
Okay, but let me finish my point then. You bring up the exact point that I said. What if there's a country, it's a small country that's in the middle of the Amazon that eats orangutans as food? I know you give me this dirty look, but there are some that eat monkeys. They will eat monkeys.
No, they do. I've seen them on the border in Mexico.
How does that
cannibals? Are they cannibals?
No. How is that different? Well, is what I'm asking.
So here's my question: What was Sandra the orangutan's fate if the court did not rule the way that it did? What was going to happen to her?
Die.
Okay, she was
maybe
gonna...
No. I think another zoo would have picked her up anyway.
Okay, so the question is, what was going to happen to her? Was she going to die of natural causes, or were they going to, you know, hey, pay per view, let's all go ahead and throw a rock and see how long it takes? If it's something like that, I get that for personhood. I do want to clarify one thing before we get people calling in saying, did he just say that they shouldn't be able to kill animals for sport? What I mean by that is, in the inhumane manner, referring to dog fights, I am in no way even coming close to the debate about whether or not deer hunting or game hunting and all of that should or should not be legal. I'm not going down that road.
No, you're talking like rooster fights.
I'm talking about the illegal
fighting rings that are inhumane.
Inhumane killing of animals just for the pure enjoyment. The guy that was towing the shark behind the boat.
Yeah.
You know, shouldn't happen. Shouldn't happen.
I didn't hear about that one. But that interesting. Isn't that an interesting topic?
It is.
That's what I'm saying is, this is opening up a can of worms, is the way I'm saying it, because when you declare Sandra not an animal, but declare her as a non-human person, we've now taken the next step from animal to in between that and a human. So
well,
we're not there yet.
Only if it impacts U.S. law.
No, it doesn't at this point.
Why
do we bring that up, Denise? Because she got transferred. By the way, happy days. She's in Florida at a wonderful zoo. They're taking care of her.
And with 21 other orangutans.
And she's having a great life. So,
yeah.
You know, I'm all for these cute little animals. But I'm just saying, I like to throw out controversy. We'll be back. We're going to talk more about Sharon Stone, the rap, I guess, song. I'm not a rapper, so I don't know.
Hey, tweet us at Radio Law Talk.
Much more Radio Law Talk is coming right up. Don't go.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
I like the Amargosa Valley.
This is Radio Law Talk. And now, back to the show.
We're live on Twitter, actually. Go ahead and roll this wonderful Sharon Stone song, because we're live on Twitter, and Sharon Stone is suing this rapper for the Sharon Stone song. Here it is. Go to Twitter. We're live.
Talk to yourself. Self-respecting rap song. It has a very long intro.
That's right. Todd, oh, there goes Todd. Todd's rapping. Oh, so is Cal. Denise is sitting there doing nothing. Oh, the boys are going at it.
Booyah! Pull up with the
wind. Pull it. Oh, right. This is, tell us about, I mean, you're the guy that loves this type of a thing. Todd, you are the, anything to do with a movie or music, that is you.
Yeah, I like to follow this kind of stuff because I dabble at the fringes of the industry, not as a lawyer, but as an actor. And I look at this here and I say, well, is she using her name? Yeah, she's using it. And for me, it just feels like it's a money grab. And every lawsuit that I see coming down, when a celebrity is being taken to task because of the content they have produced, okay? Copyright lawsuits, here, Channel West Coast is being taken to task because of the content they have produced. All I keep thinking is this is a chance for somebody to stay relevant. Okay.
Right. And I would say if my name was Denise Dirks and people were singing in a song, Denise Dork, Denise Dork, Denise Dork, or something that made it a little bit obscene about my name, I'd be upset.
What would my name be? What would they sing my name?
Well, I already told you, you're Frederick, what was it, Penny? Double Your Penny. That's your name.
Oh.
Double
yeah.
Your Penny.
All right.
I think you probably have the contracted name Freep. Frederick Penny, right. So it'd be W. Freep, is not a creep. I don't know, whatever. But okay. I think it would be Freep W. That's the name. Freep Dub.
Only when he's
Dub
asleep.
Freep.
Wait, I'm sorry.
Yes, yes. So it'd be Dub Freep, D. Dirks, and the Q.
All right. So Sharon Stone says enough's enough and files a lawsuit, right?
Yep.
And this just happened this week, the week of November what? November 7th or this lawsuit occurred, but they released this video and this song in 2018. It wasn't like it was released last week.
Yeah,
but they probably did their due diligence. They probably sent their cease and desist, letters and tried to deal with it before they filed suit, right? I mean, that would make sense.
Well, and let's look at the merits of this lawsuit. So the song contains the name Sharon Stone, and maybe the artist could make the argument, well, you haven't trademarked the name Sharon Stone, I would imagine.
No, it's stoned.
Hold on. You haven't trademarked the name Sharon Stone, and so to say Sharon Stoned, how do you know that's referring to you? You could do all of that, and those defenses could be made till you're blue in the face right up to the time that she released a video that contained Sharon Stone's likeness. And then I think the argument that, we could have been talking about anybody, is not going to hold water. Right? Mm-hmm. Clearly we're talking about you. I would note that they have sued under... It's called the unfair competition law. It always cracks me up when you see that because it's a legal term technically under business and professions code. Was it 17200 in California? And it's unfair competition. And you're like, well, how is West Coast Carly, whatever her name is, unfairly competing with Sharon Stone? And it's because of the way that law is read expansively.
Okay, this is what I got to bring up. This is what people didn't talk about. If you watch the video, and by the way, this is the best thing that ever happened to that rapper, that Radio Law Talk is talking about it, because I'm telling you, Cal Hunter, his age, and Denise the young one, and Todd Knight, we would never be talking about this rap song. And now, all over the United States, the syndicated Radio Law Talk is talking about the rapper and playing it, right, Cal? You're still playing it. Play it, man.
And people are looking on YouTube going, where can I find this video of this girl who's emulating Sharon Stone's character in Basic Instinct, which is what she should have called herself, was Sharon Stone's character, Sharon Stone.
Yes, do it again. Go on.
Yeah, so we can see that. Then they got the twerk. I have two back surgeries.
No,
I can't twerk.
She's doing this.
Okay. No, she is. In the video.
I'm trying to do it politely.
In the video, she's doing scenes from which movie?
Basic Instinct.
Basic Instinct. And she's got a blonde. She looks young.
Sitting in the chair with the detectives around her, the whole thing.
It's Sharon Stone all over. So Sharon Stone's not putting up with this anymore. And she's going to sue. And she has sued. And there's a number of things that she sued about, claiming what? Under unfair competition, violation of her right of privacy, Sharon Stone seeking an injunction to bar West Coast from using her name or her image, and she's going after punitive damages and disgorgement of profits. In other words, whatever profits they made from 2008 to now, she wants those profits, and she's telling them, you gotta stop doing this. You gotta stop playing the song and stop using the video. Well, guess what? I think we asked, why is she suing now after 2018? And Denise, you said she's suing because they wanted to, go through the proper steps. I think they're waiting for the money to be made, and they now sue for disgorgement, which means, give me the money because you're using my name, Sharon Stone. And I'm not, again, Radio Law Talk, we're neutral. Look, is this cow, even Meredith sitting back there, she is our call screener today. This is dead obvious. This is using Sharon Stone's likeness and Sharon Stone.
Didn't the producers also of the Basic Instinct, didn't they also join the suit?
They may have. They may have. Look, let me tell you what I think this is all really about.
What's it about?
Basic Instinct is pretty old. I mean, it came out when late 80s, 90s, somewhere along in there. I remember watching it in college, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I would venture to say that there are a good number of people that listen to this song that may not know who Sharon Stone is. So if I file a lawsuit to get my name out there, then everybody who hears this song is going to know who I am. Why is that relevant? Because of this, we live in a different age now where people are influencers on Instagram. Listen to these stats. This comes from MarketWatch. Okay? People with about 1,400 followers can make upwards of $8 per picture that they post if somebody hires. If you have around 3,000 to 10,000 followers, you can charge brands $60 to $115 per post. People with more than 100,000 followers can charge up to $400 per post.
Wow.
Sharon Stone has 1.7 million followers, but my guess is she's not making a lot of money per post because people don't know who she is. She's older. She hasn't been in a lot of stuff lately. So in order to be able to capitalize on the number of followers that you have so that you can make money commensurate with what somebody at 1.7 million will make, you have to get your name back out there. And what better way to do it than to sue the person who's a hip-hop artist who has a song out there? It's all about money.
What's that?
It's all about.
That's the.
Oh, I know. Look at the picture here.
And how ironic is it that Sharon Stone played an intoxicated person in the movie Casino? Remember that?
Yes.
Right.
She was basically a druggie. She was Sharon Stoned in that film.
She was.
Well, I'm saying.
I mean, that's enough. She begged Martin Scorsese to be in the film.
Exactly. Yes.
Why didn't she ask you, Mark Asborn?
Because I don't have the same panache. But,
sure you do.
But it's all about the cash. You file a lawsuit. We've done how many copyright lawsuits have we done on music? You know, the lawsuits are filed. Marvin Gaye's estate keeps coming up with people to sue because every time they sue, there's a spike in the original song that Marvin Gaye wrote because people are like, oh, this copied that. Well, I wonder what that sounds like. It's marketing. Lawsuits have become marketing now.
They're marketing tools, especially in the social media realm. But I'll tell you what's interesting. You brought it up. Who in the rap area knows Sharon Stone?
Nobody.
Who in the area of anyone under 30 knows Sharon Stone? Well, guess what? Sharon's going to get a lot of publicity out of this. But guess what? So is the rap artist. Can you just see it? I don't know that this necessarily happens. Hey, we're going to sue you. Oh, cool. Sue me. We're going to sue you for this much money. Yeah, let's get this publicity going. We both need to be lifted up.
What's it going to cost? $500 for the complaint, $500 for the response. Give me a rake for all this money.
Why don't they sue Radio Law Talk? Oh, don't. I didn't say that. We're going to be back. Second hour. Join us, Todd, Denise, and myself, Fred Penny. Thank you, Meredith. You're looking good. See you. Bye.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.